Blog Talk Radio.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show.
Stiletto Diva throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. It is the I've Got Something to Say radio show, and I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, officially known as Poetic Justice with two Ks. But to you, I'm Miss Fabulous. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in this Monday, September 9th, 2013, and we have the CEO, proprietor, have the operational specialist, we have the program director, and all of these wonderful attachments, but we have the man, D. Slate, is in the building, my executive producer for the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hello, everybody. D. Slate is in the building.
D. Slate is in the building. I'm so glad to see you.
And the only English brother about.
So I'm talking to D Slate. Hey, D Slate, what's going on? So happy to be back in the building. I'm looking forward
absolutely.
To this wonderful show. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to the show tonight. Definitely can't wait to talk to sensational star actor Miguel Nunez Jr. is going to be in the building with us tonight. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, absolutely. He is definitely a delightful, delightful person, you know, on and off screen. I've had conversations with Miguel, and let me just say he is very, very talented. You know, we generally associate him with Geronimo Man, which we're going to talk a little bit more about during the interview. However, he's been attached to so many notable All-American films. So, I mean, my eyes were like, wow, I didn't realize, you know, that he was in this movie, but he has a list that is endless. So, once again, I'm ecstatic about his interview. If you're just tuning in on tonight, it is yours truly, Ms. Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and we have our program director, CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network in the building, Mr. D. Slate. So, what did you do over the weekend?
Not too much. I mean, just, you know, worked a little bit, just enjoyed, you know, just the fact that football is back, the regular season is back on, and, you know, I'm enjoying that, of course. I'm, you know, being a huge football fan, you know, myself, so I'm glad the regular season is back. It's been some interesting games so far over the weekend, and a couple of interesting games going on tonight, you know, so... I'm ecstatic that football is back. So I've been, you know, working a little bit and getting my football on this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I'm ecstatic. I am a football observer. I'm not going to necessarily say athlete in terms of playing football, but, you know, I like the rumble. And I digress. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, D-Slay, I feel you nudging my shoulder. Okay, okay. They're laughing. But nonetheless, we are back. Yes, we took the month of August off to get things in perspective. Back to school. School is in. Even though we've always had class. You get it? Class. But school is in officially. Right. So not just for the kiddies. You got it? Okay, great. So duly noted. But, you know, not just for the kiddies, but, you know, college, you know, adults returning to school, vocational, and things of that nature. So whatever capacity at which you're in educationally, we want you to have a very good, successful, productive school year, 2013-2014. By way of September, September honors a lot of things going on, particularly Hispanic Heritage Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Hunger Action, Be Kind to Editors, and Writers Month. See, that is held significant to me and D-Slate to you as well as being a man of penmanship as well.
That's right.
Yes. So if you want to be a part of the show, you can get in where you fit in at 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. We should be having our special guest on tonight. Yes, we're talking to actor, Miguel Nunez Jr. I'm ecstatic. I'm anticipating his arrival in the studios in a little bit. So what we're going to do is go ahead and jump into our first musical break. Let me go ahead and give you the weather here in Virginia Beach. Current temperatures is 75 degrees, clear, dry conditions will continue on tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny high 88, mainly sunny, yes, a little bit warm, and wind south at 10 to 15. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny high 90 degrees. Yikes! In September, are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, plenty of sun, highs in the low 90s and lows in the low 70s. The local time, actually, is 7 minutes after the hour. 7 minutes after the hour is the I Got Something to Say radio show, powered the Hour Radio Show Network, and of course, should I say, no other than one of the best modules, one of the best formats, Blog Talk Radio. It's 7 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into a little bit. You know, we've been suffering, D-Slate, without the audience, without our fans, but we think you been tuning in to our encore shows, which you can always catch those on our past guests and forthcoming guests. And, of course, you can hit us up on our social media network sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think you say you still have a MySpace, D-Slate?
Yeah, you know, MySpace has reformatted. So, you know, we do have a MySpace page. I definitely got to get in and change a few things. But, yeah, MySpace is reformatted now. So we do have a MySpace page, definitely.
Wow, that is interesting. Wow, hashtag interesting in all caps. Okay.
That's right.
We have a MySpace page. All right. So what I was stating was that we could not do any of this without you. I think Fantasia says it best. What you think, D-Slate?
She says it very well with Kelly Rowland and Missy Elliott.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is 8 minutes after the hour. It's going to take a quick musical break. When we come back, we'll be bringing you the fabulous news and a couple of other things. It's the I Got Something to Say show. We're back like skinny jeans and Jerry Curls, high top fades. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We'll see you in about four. Thank you, Nas, for making that statement.
That's right.
Yes. It is I, Miss Fabulous D. Slate. We're on your radio. Yes, of course. It is 15 minutes after the hour, 15 after local time right now. We're going to go ahead and get into the Fabulous news, birthdays, and information. And then soonly after that, hopefully, we will take another musical break and we'll be able to get it in with actor Miguel Nunez Jr. I'm looking forward to that. What about you, D. Slate?
Absolutely looking forward to talking with that incredible brother.
Yes, hopefully. Yes, we will. Definitely. Well, for the Fabulous news, here we go. Yes, September brings along a lot of different things, but most importantly, classical music, Hispanic, yes, Heritage Month, Fall Hat Month, and National Courtesy Month. As well as Chicken Month. That's right, Chicken Month. You know, today it's Teddy Bear Day, Sewing Machine Day, and Swapping Ideas. I have an idea. But why would I tell you? Oh, wow. Okay. For birthdays in the month of September, have some wonderful notable birthdays. So I'm going to say happy belated birthday to Cat Williams. Keep your hands by your side where I can see him, Cat Williams. That's my homeboy right there. Happy belated birthday to he, as well as Idris Elba. Yes, 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 yes. His birthday was on the 6th of September. And for today, we have Michael Bublé. He is one of my favorite jazz artists. And Adam Sandler. Yes. Woohoo! Happy birthday. Celebrating also in the month of September, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, Pink, Wiz Khalifa, oh my goodness, Jennifer Hudson will be celebrating a birthday on the 12th of September, 2 Chainz, yes, Ludacris, Harry Connick Jr., as well as, get this, Tyler Perry will be celebrating a birthday in the month of September, Fiona Apple. Who else do we have? Prince Harry. Oh, the late and divine Amy Winehouse. Nas, I was just talking about him. See? B.B. King and John Ritter, the late John Ritter, which was one of my favorite actors. Mark Anthony. Let's see, celebrating a birthday in the month of September. Jada Pinkett Smith, Lance Armstrong, and the late, great James Gandolfini. Exhibit, Janelle Langton, Jimmy Fallon, Adam West, Batman, Batman, Stephen King, Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll, Scott Baio, Ray Charles, Bruce Springsteen, Mickey Rooney, Jason Alexander, wow, a lot of birthdays in the month of September, Meatloaf, Gwyneth Paltrow, Lil Wayne, Olivia Newton-John, Will Smith and his wife are in the month of September, and the late Christopher Reeve, as well as Tip Harris, that's T.I. in the building, and I also want to say happy early birthday, celebrating the birthday in the month of September. Are you ready? She is victorious over the U.S. Open. I'm talking about Serena Williams. Woohoo! And last but certainly not least, T-Pain. Celebrate the birthday in the month of September. It's a lot of special people celebrating birthdays in the month of September. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Didn't you hear that list, D-Slate?
Absolutely. Wow.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have anything in particularly other than make certain that you are being prepared for a hurricane preparedness month. A lot of tropical storms normally seem to follow us historically during this month. And we also make certain that you prepare your kids as they go back to school, that they have the tools necessary to be successful for the school year. That is all that I have for the Fabulous news. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous. Stay thirsty, my friends. Yes, we are back live. Yeah, stay thirsty, my friends.
Yeah, that's a lot of birthdays in September. A lot of celebrity birthdays.
a lot of celebrity and good people too, and a lot of people, unfortunately, that we've lost, such as the very gifted and talented actor James Gandolfini and John Ritter. They were definitely two of my favorite actors. And Amy Winehouse, you know, she passed as well. So very, very gifted and talented. Wow, a lot of talent. Happy belated birthday to my late father, MacArthur Shell. He celebrated his birthday on the 5th of September. If my father was here, he would have celebrated his 67th birthday. So happy late birthday to my wonderful, wonderful departed father. He will live on in our hearts forever. Love you, Dad. All right, so we're going to keep things moving. The time is now 21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. If you can hear me clap twice, toot, toot. If you can hear me clap twice, toot, toot. Yes, D. Slay and I, we're getting it in when we fit in the studios here.
Well,
yes, the I'm sure Radio Network getting it in. Don't, please don't say turn up. I'm like, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to turn away or turn down. Okay, that was kind of corny.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, uh-oh. All right, so what we're going to do right now is take another musical break. I want to go ahead and get into the Poetics Picks. I'm feeling just a little bit of a couple of forevers, or just maybe should I pose the question, how many drinks, right? So I, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, we're going to definitely get in when we fit in. Don't go nowhere if you want to be a part of the show. What's the number, D. Slate, for the people to call?
That number would be 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553.
Absolutely. And definitely continue to tune in to all of our shows that are powered through the Hour Show Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, because we have some wonderful, wonderful guests lined up for you. So we'll be talking a little bit more within the show about that and just some crazy, crazy things that are taking place. We definitely want you to call in, chime in, give your opinion, your 2 cents, your $2, but most importantly, your attention and your time. I know we're definitely competing with football, but hey, it's all good because, you know, we're going to touch down with D. Slate. He's going to be bringing us the latest scores to NFL as well as some news talk in our sports world. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to go nowhere. If you even go to the restroom remotely, you know, you can chime in, listen to us by TuneIn Radio and live and online. So there's no excuse whatsoever. So it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back 23 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Love you forever and kind. Oh, what we've been through, no one else knows. Cause all that matters is how far this goes. And it won't go until it starts again. Right.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from
the
address.
Yes, we are back live. It is 33 minutes after the hour, 33 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming back out of a wonderful, wonderful musical break. We had a couple of forevers with Chrisette Michelle, yes, who was a guest on the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we ended that segment for this picks with How Many Drinks? Yes, Miguel.
Mm.
Now, don't try to count.
I don't know how.
And
I ain't gonna say it.
Yes, okay. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the man of the hour, and we're going to give his proper introduction. So at this time, we want you to stop watching the plays, we want you to stop watching the fumbles, and we want to turn your undivided attention to the I Got Something to Say radio show, D-Slight. Here you go, it's in your court.
Ladies and gentlemen, sensational actor Miguel Nunez. You've known him in such great roles in hit movies like Return of the Living Dead, which happens to be one of my favorites. Life,
mm-hmm.
Joanna Man, hit TV shows like Tour of Duty, My Wildest Dreams, and Sparks. Now, on the I Got Something to Say radio show, getting it in with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say show radio welcome to the sensational Mr. Miguel Nunez.
Hey,
y'all sound like y'all got an in-studio audience.
Oh, he got a joke.
We just got a lot of proper brothers and sisters that like to clap, you know, in unison and harmony. That's all it is, bro. That's all it is.
I heard that. It sounds good. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
We
doing
good. How you doing?
Okay. We're doing well. We're so ecstatic to have you on the show tonight. I've been looking forward to this interview. I've been blowing up your phone and talking with
you. Yeah, you have. You called me this morning before I got up. You was already on the phone. I'm serious about this interview.
You know how I do it.
Like 6:30 in the morning.
Wow, go ahead, stop playing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, see, you know, we can joke with one another like that. Let me tell you about Miguel Nunez. You all have seen him on your television screens, but he is like this on and off the screen, and that's what my highest respect goes to actors and entertainers, where they can literally be themselves. So, I mean, he's like this all the time. I could pick up the phone, be it him or his assistant or what have you. What'd you say?
Hold on, y'all. It's confirming me. Hold on, y'all. I'm getting a manicure, and they put something on my hand. Burnt the shit out of my hand. Okay, that's better now.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm on the air.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Tell them we need some manicures right now. We need them right.
Right, we need them right. That's
I know
right.
This is an incredible thing. They soak in my hands in some melted wax.
Wow.
I've never
Miguel,
had this
who
one.
Does that? Wow. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is real radio. Right. We got actor Miguel Nunez who's getting a manicure as he interviews with us. So, again, This is live. Who does that?
Yeah.
How live can you
scripted.
Get, you know? Right.
And
that's
burnt.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. Well, Miguel, once again, thank you so very much for taking out the opportunity of your very busy schedule to speak with us, to speak with your fans. You know, when you say Miguel Nunez Jr., the first thing come to mind is Juana, man. I'm like, no, he has done so much. I mean, you just Google your name and it's like pop, 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 movies from everywhere. So what I want to do real quick is you've been introduced to him, but not in a formal sense. Our radio programmer, our CEO, our program director, and most importantly, the executive producer for this show, the I Got Something to Say show, D. Slay, I want to introduce you to the very talented, gifted actor, and not just actor, writer, producer. People negate to include those titles with Miguel. See, I know him as Miguel, but you all know him as Miguel Nunez, the actor, producer, writer, stage play actor, Broadway, and film and screen. So very talented and very busy. So you have anything for the very talented and gifted Miguel Nunez, D. Slade?
Well, Miguel, it's nice to meet you. I got to say, first and foremost, I know you've done so many different things. I've seen you in so many different TV shows and movies. But, again, I'm a horror fan, man. So you and Friday the 13th and the Night and Return of the Living Dead is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing coming out. That was the first thing I ever wanted to do was horror movies because I was a big fan of horror movies. But you didn't mention I did another called Connoisseur. I did another one for
Connoisseur,
called
Yeah.
And Leprechaun.
Leprechaun, I remember that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
that was my favorite genre in the beginning.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm a huge horror fan, man. And like I said, those movies were definitely my favorites, especially Return of the Living Dead. But for the fans that don't know too much for you, for the youngins coming up right now that are listening, how did you get started in acting?
Me, I ran away from home, ran away to California. Lived in the streets, never let nothing stop me from following my dreams. Ended up living at the Union Rescue Mission for a while. After moving to the Union Rescue Mission, I got on welfare and started living out of the mission. I would, like, go out, and one day I was on a bus, and they were having a cattle call for a Gino's restaurant commercial. I jumped off the bus, got in line, and I ended up getting the lead in it, and I was still homeless at the time. And that's how I first got my first break.
Wow.
Truly, I think definitely for some of the up and coming actors and actresses out there who probably are struggling right now, trying to make it in the business, I think that's
never
that's
give up. I say never give up.
Exactly.
Never give up, no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't care where you are. You...
Yes. And definitely I wanted to, just looking at, some of the incredible people that you work with, are there any films, when I've spoken to, different actors, they always talk about a film that might have gotten away from them or a film that they might have turned down.
Yeah, the only one I can say, honestly, it was up to, it came down to me and the white dude for Flame On for, what's the name of it? Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Came down, almost got that one. And that was the one I wanted because that was a big franchise. So that would have been like 9-10 films. So that's the one I really wanted. That's the only one I would ever say got. But I don't even look at it as something that got away because I truly believe 100%. If it's meant for you, you're going to get it. If you don't get it, it's not meant for you.
Mm. Absolutely.
Just keep it rolling.
Absolutely. I agree.
So I never looked at anything I didn't get as if, and that was very few, as if, something got away or I didn't. If it's meant for you, you will get it. If it's not meant for yourself, and if it's not meant
for... Wow. Hey, D. Slate and Miguel, I want to jump in real quick because we
no,
mentioned.
No, you can't. I'm just kidding.
Oh, see, you know, oh, we're trying to do that. Okay, Miguel, I see where you're going. You know, it's very interesting that you, you know, you shared your story because there are so many people who are in the industry that forget humble beginnings. And, you know, I have that much more greater respect for you as a person on screen, off script, you know, just as a person and knowing you and meeting you in person and things of that nature. You know, all of your colleagues have said the same thing. You know, if you say, hey, I've been in contact with Miguel and so on and so forth, what's he doing? Collectively, everybody says the same thing. They're such a happy, outgoing guy. You know, people like James Persson that you were in the stage play, he speaks so highly of you, Miguel. You know, a lot of your other colleagues, Gary Sturgis, speaks very highly of you, and just a lot of people in the industry. I also want to mention that when you mention something about homelessness, that's near and dear to a lot of the American hearts and people who want to go after their dreams. We spoke with one of the R&B divas. And her name escapes me at this particular time, but Claudette Ortiz, and just like Tyler Perry and so many other, you know, grandiose entertainers such as yourself, had to struggle and get down in the trenches in order to be considered actor, producer, writer, yes, such and such.
Absolutely.
And such.
You can't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
Absolutely.
You can't be afraid to jump into it. You can't be afraid of failure. I never once looked. I ran away from home, West North Carolina, with three bologna sandwiches and $7 when I got to California. I never looked at the seriousness of what I had done. I lived downtown L.A., lived in the street, ate out of the trash the whole night. Every single step of the way, I had no doubt whatsoever in my mind I would be where I am today. When you walk out on faith, you got to go for it. You can't let people tell you you can. No one in my entire life told me I could do it. I heard it quite exactly that there's no way it can happen to you. But I didn't need anybody else's approval, anybody else's belief. I had it in my own. And when you go for your dream, that's your dream, nobody else's. You can't let nobody guide you, anybody else's thoughts guide you from achieving your dream.
Absolutely. Well, Pretty Ricky.
What they call me.
That's what they call him, Pretty Ricky. You remember that new slang on Martin? Pretty Ricky. My all-time favorite. Let me just run down as being a fan, a friend and a fan of Miguel Nunez. Well, let me just run down. I mean, like I say, so many people know him by those notable ones, but Friday the 13th, New Beginning, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Lethal Weapon, Action Jackson, Harlem Nights, that was my favorite. The Man with the Broken Nose, of course. Lethal Weapon 3, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Remember him as Reggie?
Yep.
Come on now.
The chicken
Reggie, right?
The chicken
king. Why do fools fall in love? Now, I don't even think you all are ready for that. He was young Little Richard. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Okay,
yes.
Life. If you don't know who he was in life, come on now. You know you shouldn't even be a fan. If it's not Brand, it's what? Biscuit. Come on now. Yes, the Nutty Professor too, the Clump. I think, I'm not sure, it's either he was, oh, man. Were you a scientist?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. See, so sure. I'm ding, ding, I'm winning all of the trivia right now. And I'm not even looking at the paper. For his roles are concerned, I'm looking at titles. Geronimo Man. Now, you were Jamal Jeffries, better known as Juana Man. Now, that's your notable, notable role that a lot of people, amongst others, I mean, to include Black Dynamite, you were in that as well. Now, with Juana Man, how did you prepare for such a eclectic role, Miguel? Because Juana Man made you laugh, it made you cry. Some of your counterpartners, Vivica Fox. I mean, what was your experience like, and how did you prepare for that role?
You know what? It's weird people say that because I've always just got it, read the script, and just dulled into the character. I didn't really do any. The only preparation I did was the actual basketball preparation because at a study we had to, take a basketball training for 2 months prior to shooting. That was the only really thing they required. I remember one of the toughest things for me was trying to come up with a voice that didn't sound like a transvestite. And I worked constantly on it for the entire time, 2 months I was training. I was standing until the night that I was leaving to go to Charlotte to start filming, and I just did not have it. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go to work. And whatever the first voice come out, I'll try. I'm going to just stick with it. So I get to North Carolina, we're in Charlotte, and it'll be early in the morning. And this girl walks up to me and said, would you like some iced tea? And as soon as she said that voice, I was like, that's it. If I throw a country on it, it'll work.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. And speaking of, you know, a Southern draw, did that have anything to do with Humble Beginnings in North Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
She was like, you know, 4 or 5 folks, girls that I knew in North Carolina, that attitude.
Mhm. Wow. Interesting. And such as other roles, you know, to include Robin Williams when he played Miss Doubtfire and things of that nature. It really, really takes a very skilled actor, ladies and gentlemen, and striving artists, you know, and up-and-coming artists and actors. You have to be able to stretch. That's what we call in the performing arts world. You agree, Miguel? Do you agree, D. Slate? You have to be able to stretch.
Absolutely.
And not necessarily conform to societal's views.
Hey, this is awesome.
As an actor. Yes, go ahead, Miguel.
What's that now?
No, I was saying, go ahead, because you agree, you have to be able to stretch, you know. A lot of people
absolutely.
Say, I won't take this role.
You don't want to get pigeonholed into one thing, you know. Always, you know, a lot of times that happens. Do comedy and then.
Exactly.
Oh, no, this is not a comedy, this is a drama. Even consider
right.
the fact that you can do both. So you have to do both.
Absolutely. And before I also, you know, allow D. Slate to, you know, ask any other questions or, you know, make commentary, what other things do you have in the up-and-coming forecast, you know, aside of, you know, writing, producing, acting, you know, you do stage plays, you do film. I mean, you're so gifted and so well-rounded. Is there anything that Miguel Nunez has a desire to do that he's not already accomplished? Hello? I think we may have lost him.
Yeah, I think we lost him for a second. Let me get them back
on. Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do real quick, that was awesome. If you're just tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network, we're interviewing with Miguel Nunez, who's currently getting a manicure. So he's interviewing with us via phone here in the studios, but we're having a great time. D Slate, that was very interesting to hear his humble beginnings, how he actually, you know, started from being homeless to making it to the top and still striding to be the great actor that he is today.
I think we got him back in the building.
Okay,
yeah, my phone failed, sorry.
Okay.
That's okay. You know, we were just giving you kudos, and you were giving us some pearls, but, you know, the strand broke. So what I was saying is, you know, Miguel Nunez, the actor, Miguel Nunez, the producer, the writer, the stage play actor, the screen, is there anything that Miguel Nunez has not yet accomplished that unbearably you would like to accomplish in different genres,
directly,
be it music?
Directly.
You say now?
Yeah. Directing. I want to direct.
Direct.
That's the only
I
thing I haven't
that.
Done because I've always been in it too much to direct it. And then even the things that they've asked me to direct, I was always the star of it, so I couldn't direct. Well, I didn't feel like I could. I didn't want to be that committed to that and then trying to direct. So that's the only thing I haven't done. I'll be doing that this year and next year for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Looking forward to it. And,
hey.
Miguel, you know, it's always, you know, a pleasure in terms of what people have, how are you remembered. And there's a very interesting quote that's attached with you that I actually want to be able to disseminate to our listening audience. But I want to actually see if there's anything else that D. Slate may want to add, because this is a wonderful forum that, you know, you have provided us with, and being able to speak with such great talent such as yourself, Miguel. I mean, unscripted, getting the manicure, the call drop, but yet you still have given us so much to reflect upon. I've always been a fan and a friend, but I'm even more of a fan because I respect you because of all the adversity that you've gone through to make it to where you are, but yet you still will not become stagnated. You still continuously move, and that's very complimentary to who you are. It says a lot about
you.
Absolutely. Hey, D. Slate, what else do you have for the very gifted and talented Miguel Nunez?
Well, I want to say that, first of all, I want to say that your story about getting into the business and becoming an actor is beyond inspiring. And I think that, you know, definitely some of the individuals, you know, just like you said before, just don't give up and keep going. I think that's a true testament, you know, to that phrase. Definitely I hope, you know, some of the up-and-comers that listen in with us all the time are definitely taking heed to that.
That's right. It don't matter where you're from. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what your neighborhood is like. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what your parents have been through. I don't care what's been done to you or not done to you. Tomorrow morning is the first day of the rest of your life, and you can still accomplish anything you want if you really, truly decide in your mind and your heart tonight or in the morning that you're going to go for this and do it. Most people, the hardest thing is to just do it. And that's why I like Nikes.
Right.
Just do it. Just do it. I mean, I wouldn't divide
that
the way I did. I ran away from home, bought a sandwich, got a job, got me a ticket, made $3 million, jumped up on a bus, as dumb as hell, didn't know what I was going to do. I wouldn't advise doing it that way, but there's so many other ways. But the bottom line is don't let nothing stop you from going after your dream. And nobody.
Wow.
No doubt. I definitely want to ask, I know some of the, you know, some other great, you know, great actors we've had on the network, you know, I always like to ask, you know, is there a point in your career, is there something in your career, you know, as far as acting and writing and everything, something that was significant, you know, something that you was proud of, something that you'll never forget, you know, can you think of a moment like that in your career?
I think the moment I never did was my first TV series. I got this TV show, Tour of Duty, the Vietnam show that was on CBS for 3 years. I was 17 years old. I was living in Hawaii. I was on a TV show. And this was 3 years after I got to California. And I was just, that was my, and I was landed in Hawaii, and I was making that kind of money on my own, and I had done it, and I was going to be on network television. I think that's the biggest moment of my life. It meant so much.
Well, it was definitely a huge show, man. I was definitely a fan of Tour of Duty. I've seen it quite a few times. So, and you did a phenomenal job.
That's one of my favorite projects
that
I've ever been on.
Yeah, you did a phenomenal job with that. So that was definitely a favorite of mine. As well as, you know, before I let PJ get back, as well as Action Jackson. A lot of cats. So, you know, Action Jackson, man. I mean, the classic line was, I'm about to deprive you of your freaking frack. I mean, that's
let me explain something to
you.
When I did that, I swear to you, I had no idea what I was talking about. I had no idea what I was talking about. And then the crew had explained it to me.
Well,
wow.
That's another one of my classic favorite movies, Action Jackson, and you played a really good role in that too. You know, really funny, and definitely enjoyed doing it. But like I said, Tour of Duty, man, I agree with you. That was definitely one of my favorites.
Awesome. That was been one of the best shows ever.
Yes.
Ever on TV.
Yes.
Definitely.
I have to agree.
And I just want to say, you know that it's truly an honor, man. And thank you so much for, you know, just being on the show with us and hanging out with us tonight, man. I feel definitely blessed to get an opportunity, to, you know, to get a chance to talk with you, especially with, you
hey,
know.
Man, I had a ball.
Especially with you being a part of one of my favorite horror movies of all time, man. So it was definitely an honor for me, man, to get a chance to talk to you.
No doubt. I had a ball, man. Adamall, I mean, I like doing this because it's a chance to talk to the people directly. You know, radio reaches everybody.
Yes. Hey, Miguel, before you close out, I definitely want to say this. You know, I normally have, like, on Sundays or whatever, like that stage play nights, and the stage play, what was it, From Lovers to Friends or Friends to Lovers?
Friends and Lovers.
Yes, I loved you in that as well, too. D-Slate, if you ever have the opportunity, because, you know, I'm a playwright myself, so I always like to review the works of others. Miguel was so comical in this stage play, because actually you played the role of a comedian, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Exactly. So he was really great, and if a man don't work and a man don't eat, I actually had the opportunity to see him there featured. Shout out to James Persson. Play opposite of Wendy Raquel Robinson, and that was just stellar. I mean, you made me laugh. You made me cry. You made me want to jump on the stage. I mean, so, you know, you being a screen actor as well as a stage actor, it takes a lot of talent and precision and depth to be able to do both. So, I mean, you know, I'm really a fan of both of your genres and how you present your talent to the world. So I hope that you continue to, you know, continue to do film of well, of course, but stage as well, too. Definitely want to give this little bit of trivia to our listening audience as well. I want to make certain, you know, we do true or false, okay? It states that you used to be a telemarketer for the L.A. Lakers. True or false?
Yes, true.
Wow. Telemarketer.
I was a number one season seat salesman for the Lakers for 2 years in a row, and then I became best friends with the owner, Dr. Buss. And I left that part and left the office, and we became best friends. And actually, he was one of my dearest friends on the planet. I was actually in the room with him before he passed at the hospital, me and his kids. And he was one of my dearest friends on the earth.
Oh, rest in peace, definitely, yes. Yeah. And that's my favorite team, even though I'm from Boston, but I'm an L.A. friend forever.
I'm Boston people.
Purple
and gold, can I die?
All the way, we die, yes, along with Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
And Spike Lee.
Well, I'm just going to show y'all some respect and just not say nothing about that at all. I'm just going to do that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, who you going to bring up?
Chicago Bulls, baby, all the time, all day, all day.
Well, yeah. If you try to talk nostalgic.
Wow, good one, Miguel. Yeah.
You know,
we want to talk nostalgic.
One
of the greatest of all time. So, you know, I mean,
he's from North Carolina, my hometown. So you ain't got nothing to say.
Okay, here we go. Ding, ding, ding. Number two. Let me say, you are of African American and Dominican descent.
True.
Wow, very, very interesting. We do not have a lot of notable Dominican actors and actresses, unless you can name someone other than yourself, Miguel.
Well, there are a few of them.
Okay.
I can't name them, but there are a few. I can't name them right now, but there are a few.
Okay. And last but not least, ding, ding, ding. Miguel, is it true that you had a fight scene with Mel Gibson that was cut from Lethal Weapon in 1987?
No.
False.
I did. I could have, but I don't remember,
Okay.
I would have to say no. I don't remember having a fight scene with him. It might have been true. I don't remember. I don't remember that whole movie. I see it and go, when did I do that?
Right. Okay, and is it true or false, and I did say the last one, true or false that you are a diehard fan of horror films?
Absolutely true.
Absolutely true. Ding,
ding,
ding.
And I'm also a fan of what Tyler Perry has done and is doing and has accomplished. And I think that's another lesson for everybody out there. Tyler Perry couldn't get a job. He went out and created. He didn't get bitter with the industry. He didn't, you know, go trying to. He just kept his dream alive by creating his own avenue, and that should be something that all of us should look at and all of us should emulate.
Very,
like
very
interesting. I like that blueprint.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to have to follow that module. That is so, so very true. Instead of being upset or, you know, agitated with the industry, he created jobs. So duly noted. And that's very interesting that
absolutely.
You said that, Miguel. Very,
created
very interesting.
Own way. He didn't wait for somebody to tell him, no, you can't do this role and you can't do that role and you can't do this. And he went out and created it. He got tired of that. And that's what you have to do. You have to create your
own. And what a lot of people probably don't know as well on top of that is that he helped create some really great actors and actresses who was having a hard time themselves trying to get in the industry, and he helped
absolutely.
Bring them out into the light as well.
And like she said, all the jobs he's created for people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is doing amazing, amazing, amazing accomplishment.
Well, Tyler, if you're listening,
agree.
You have a director on the line, you have a playwright, actor, actress, and you also have a musical score person. Holla if you hear us.
Holla.
Yes. Well, I would like to quote one of your personal quotes, Miguel. It states that you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to do or to be great at anything. Love it, like it. Going to have to use it as a status. Let me say it one more time. It's so great. I gotta say it again. Two times. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started in order to do great things. Quoted by no other than great actor, writer, producer, and soon-to-be director, Miguel A. Nunez Jr. in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give him another round of applause.
Thank you.
Yes, it is people that is blowing up. I mean, we have so many people that we probably can't get them on the line, but I have so many people that are tweeting, people on Facebook, people that are sending me text messages. My cousin
well,
states that.
Somebody is on the line right now.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk to that person, and then I can read off my social network stuff later on. Who do we have on the line that want to talk to Miguel Nunez?
Area code 757-344. You're on the I Got Something to Say show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is James Forsyth. How you guys doing? What's up, Miguel?
What's up, Jason?
James Forsyth.
I know.
Hey.
What's happening?
How you doing, fam? How you doing?
What up? I'm good.
All right, right.
Didn't
I had
my
to...
manicure and my pedicure on. Yeah, good job, didn't it? Look at that.
Well, James, thanks so much for calling in, bro. You got any questions for Miguel?
Well, I just want to thank Miguel because, you know, I'm kind of like in that lane that Tyler Perry is in. You know, you have to make a way there's no way, and you have to see what other people don't see. And then when you make it real, they'll see it. So, you know, I have that
and
drive.
You're right.
I thank Miguel for the support that he's given me over the years, the support he'll give me in the future. I thank you guys for what you've done and helped get the word out about our production. So, and I just want to thank all of you. And it's just funny. You know, we have a long journey and a beautiful journey. And I like to call it a beautiful struggle, you know, just keep going.
Wow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Let me jump in here real quick. For those who are just tuning in, we have actor Miguel Nunez, and we just have producer of amazing stage plays, Mr. James Persson. Actually, I had the opportunity and honor due to the radio station, so this is full circle right here as we have in our studio. Mr. James Persson, he puts on these very elaborate, very nice, very spearheading, professional productions where a man don't work, a man don't eat. Miguel Nunez, he was fabulous, no pun intended, in that play. He did his thing. So, you know, again, kudos to the both of you. You know, I was very, very impressed with your leading role, Miguel, and just the words and how you handle production. And it really says a lot for people to be able to work together in a professional sense that, you know, they have touched the lives of other people and as well as created jobs. So, Mr. James Persson, you have done that as well. And thank you.
I just wanted to chime in. I'm kind of under the weather tonight. I got an allergy attack, but I just wanted to chime in real quick, you know, and just say thank you to all of you and, you know, and thank Miguel especially. You know, like I said, you know, he's a he's a rare brother in Hollywood. So to be that stature of talent and to be down to earth and welcoming and supportive, you know, if Hollywood was, if more people in Hollywood was like that, you know, just imagine what we could do, you know. So
wow.
I just want
to. And I feel the same way about you, man. You're doing your thing the same way, and that's why I offer my, because the way you, you're doing the same thing. You ain't, you're making your own way.
I appreciate that. Well, look,
right.
I'm going to get off the call because I'm not feeling too well this evening, but I just wanted to chime in real quick. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Person.
Definitely, James.
Thank you
so much,
brother,
for calling in. Hope you feel
better. All right, James, hit me up, man.
I will, bro. Take care.
All right.
That was awesome. That was super, super awesome to our listeners. Again, a playwright, producer, director, Mr. James Person doing his thing. And both Miguel has had the opportunity to work with him. Ladies and gentlemen, let me also read the text real quick from a young lady who is an extreme fan of yours, Miguel. She says that he is hilarious, in all caps. He is a man of continuous freedom to give us great entertainment. So she says thank you, and she looks forward to whatever else you have coming up. And she says,
tell her God bless her, and if she can hear me, I love her, and I will definitely do that. I will do that for her.
All right, and then there's a gentleman who is a, he's not going to say a starving artist, but he's an up-and-coming artist, actor in the 757 Hampton Roads area. He say he remains anonymous, but he hopes to be even greater than himself, but like to have the mentorship of Mr. Miguel Nunez, who is awesome, 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 and awesome.
And that's why I do it, for people like him.
Wow,
exactly,
that is sweet. That's deep. And then I have last one. I have my crazy, crazy friend from high school says, he is fine, girl. Wow, who does that? Yeah, he is fine, girl. In all seriousness, thank you, Miguel, for the laughter and for the talent over the years. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sweet, Mia, sweet. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to give any last-minute shout-outs, Miguel, to anyone, any upcoming projects, and how can we find out more information about you?
Hello?
Yes, we're live. We're back. How can we find out more information about what you're doing, Miguel? Any upcoming projects?
Go to MiguelNunezJr.com.
All right. Definitely. Well, Miguel, it's been a pleasure, and we look forward to what you have to offer to the industry. Thank you for your years of talent. And, again, we just thank you for this. This was almost like a family reunion tonight.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way.
Well, Miguel, I look forward to you directing one of the best horror movies I've ever seen real soon.
Okay, you got it. you're a big horror fan, just like me, so.
No doubt.
Yes, yes. Well, you have fans out there, so we'll definitely keep you in very close proximity of iScope. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we thank you so, so very much, Miguel. You know, I'll call you like 15 more thousand times, so I appreciate you, brother, so very much.
Miguel, I want to say on behalf of our network, man, and myself and everybody and PJ, that you're definitely a family member of this network, man, and we're going to definitely keep on supporting you and everything that you're doing and continue success, man, and you truly do, truly are a talented, talented brother, man, and keep doing what you're doing and definitely have a blessed night.
You as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank
God
you.
Bless everybody.
Thank you, Miguel. God bless as well.
All right.
Thank you. Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to hang out with actor, writer, producer, Miguel Nunez, but Miguel A. Nunez Jr., of course, a.k.a. Juana Mann. Yes, he is very, very talented, and he's almost like family. And we want to thank you to Mr. James Person for calling in and giving the perspective of, you know, letting each other know that we're supportive of one another is very, very imperative. And that's what we do on the I Got Something to Say radio show. D-Slay, I really, really enjoyed that. How about you?
I absolutely enjoyed that. Like I said, I mean, I'm a fan of his work. You know, he's a horror fan like myself. It was an honor for me, definitely.
Absolutely. And just really down to earth. And Miguel is like that on or off the screen. He's just a regular roundabout guy. And that's the type of people we need, you know, in the industry and just in the world as a whole. Well, the time is now 12 minutes after your local time hour, 12 after the hour. We're going to go ahead and get in a little quick musical break and hopefully come back and do some sports with D Slate. And, you know, just talk a little bit before we start to close out. But tonight has been spectacular. It's been epic. And if you're just tuning in, you can definitely find out more information about this interview on an encore show. So what we're going to do is get it in when we fit in. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick music break, give you a little bit of Blurred Lines and some Fine China. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, 13 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Let's go.
Everybody get up. You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are fewer than 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, we're back live 21 minutes after the hour. And September is also noted as Hunger Action Month. So we thank you for my friend 50 Cent giving back to the community and fighting hunger. We're just coming back of our musical break. Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke, T.I., Pharrell Williams, representing 2 Up 2 Down, Virginia. Yes, and also another Virginia guy. We got Virginia in the building just all the way around on tonight. I'm talking about my homeboy, Chris Breezy. Yes, Chris Brown, Fine China. So I'm definitely anticipating his upcoming album. Definitely looking forward to that. Chris, you keep doing your thing. Virginia has a lot of enormous talent. Yeah, because I'm in Virginia, so definitely. So represent, represent, represent. All right, and yours truly on the MIC, Miss Fabulous, no pun intended, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, meaning kind of cute. I am. Yes, and I also have my boss in the building. He is the CEO and program director and manifesto of the D Hour Show Radio Network, D Slate. What's going on, D Slate?
And I'm the only brother from Bloodsport, England, in the building.
Oh, boy, the Brit is here. The Brit is here. Hey, boy, you've got to be kidding me. Did you really, really think that she was going to be able to pull it off? Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes.
Okay. But you've got to be really quiet because the baby, the royal baby, is sleeping. You've got to be quiet. The baby is sleeping. Yeah, we're just kidding around, being our crazy selves as normal. If you're just tuning in, if you want to get in where you fit in, we still got a couple of minutes before us. 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. If you are a developing artist and you want to have your music and your talent heard, other than in your mirror or using your brush or your, you know, nightstand, whatever you can find tangible to sing into, definitely, if you want to hear your music, have it played on the D Hour Show Radio Network. Hey, boss, give the information provided.
If you like to do that with the D Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com.
I like your radio announcer voice. Tell them what they want. I love it. I love it. Yes, I love when he says, tell them what they want. Let me tell you, growing up as a child, some of my favorite announcers in which I used to emulate is the Johnny Carson. Look, I'm talking all crazy. The Johnny Carson Show, as well as the Price is Right announcer. I used to love, I'm thinking I'm like seven
or
eight.
Price is Right.
Yes, nice. Tell them what they run. I'm like, I love it, man. It is just super awesome. The beauty and the talent of radio. Okay, and I digress. Let me come back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you had an opportunity to hear the interview in which we've done tonight with amazing actor Miguel A. Nunez Jr., you know, it was phenomenal. But, hey, don't be dismayed if you were not able to tune in physically because you watched that foosball. Let me stop. Because I'm a huge football fan, AFC girl right here, Boston, yes, all day long, New England Patriots. So when we go to the Super Bowl, you know, when we go to the Super Bowl again, and I don't hear any commentary, when we go to the Super Bowl, it's definitely going to be something phenomenal. You may think that
people, you know, dream and people want dreams to come true. I mean, I can't hate on nothing like that. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Tell them what they want. Yes, another Super Bowl ring. Thank you. Thank you. But nonetheless,
I'm going to be looking for one in the bubblegum machine, too. So, you know, I mean, they've got plenty of them in there, you know.
Wow, who does that? All right, well, it's 26 minutes after the hour, your local time, 26 after the hour. Speaking of sports, let's go ahead and get into no one knows football other than D Slate. So touchdown with D Slate. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready for some football? Take it away. Touchdown with D Slate.
Yes, indeed. It's back again. Defense gets the ball. He throws it to himself. He's running down the field, down the sideline. He could go all the way. Touchdown. Deflate. Football is back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's my pleasure to give you all your favorite scores and many of you highlights. And it goes down like this. It starts on The opener, Thursday, September 5th, it was the Baltimore Ravens against the Denver Broncos at home. Denver told the Baltimore Ravens, you may have won the Super Bowl last year, but this year, you ain't nothing but water boys. You ain't nothing but water boys. Because the Denver Broncos came out on top 49-27. Peyton Manning had a sensational show, throwing 7 touchdowns over 400 yards. That's absolutely amazing. He ain't human. He's bionic. We're going to go back to the season. Let's get it going. Tennessee, Pittsburgh. Oh, the Tennessee Titans were able to scrounge one out 16-9 right there in the steel town. I don't know what's going on. We're talking about country steel when you're thinking about the Tennessee Titans and the Steelers. Now, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it going. Down to Buffalo, the New England Patriots, Beantown, Clam Chowder, and Buffalo Wings. I know that probably don't go together, but we're going to tell you like this. Peyton Manning, eat your heart out because Tom Brady and the boys came out on top in Buffalo 23-21. We're going to go to New Orleans. I love me some gumbo, don't you? The Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints had a big battle out there in Atlanta, in Orleans Town, in Louisiana. And Louisiana, Drew Brees and the boys came out on top 23-17. We go to the Jets. Tampa Bay, Buccaneers, and Airplanes. Pirates and Airplanes don't really go together. They probably got to stick on ships. But let's tell you like this. The Jets were able to come out on top and squeeze one out 18-17. We go to Kansas City, the Chiefs, Jacksonville, Jaguars, and the Chiefs were able to chop one out 28-2. Jacksonville, really? What were you thinking about? We're going to go to Carolina. Seattle, the number one defense in the league, the Seattle Seahawks were able. It was a defensive battle. It was a really crazy game, but Seattle was able to pull it out on top 12-7. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it going to Cleveland. In Cleveland, the Miami Dolphins versus the Cleveland Browns. Dolphins and the color brown. I don't know. Maybe we need to go back to the Crayola box and find something else. But the Miami Dolphins were able to bring it out and pull it out on top 23-10. In Detroit, Motown, Adrian Peterson and the Vikings tried to take them down, but it wasn't happening because Reggie Bush and the Lions were able to pull it out 34-24. We want to go to Indianapolis. Old Town, the Raiders. Raiders? I don't think so. Maybe maybe they were arrested, for stealing something out of a grocery store. But Raiders, I don't think so, because the Colts were able to come out on top 21-17. We go to Chi-Town, Chicago, the Bears, Cincinnati Bengals. The Bears were able to call out another victory against the Bengals, 24-21. We go to St. Louis, Arizona, Cardinals, Rams. That's a really bad new combination. But I'm going to tell you like this. The Rams were able to pull it out 27-24 against Cardinals. We go to San Francisco, Green Bay, Cheese, and Really Sweet Brothers. I don't know how all that go together, but I'm just going to say like this, that the 49ers were able to pull it out on top against the Green Bay Packers. I'm really not happy to announce that because I wasn't really happy when the Packers left. We'll talk about that later. Now, we'll go to Dallas, the Cowboys, the New York Giants. It was a division rivalry battle, but it was a battle, yes it was, because the Dallas Cowboys were able to come out on top 36-31. The Dallas Cowboys said, Brokeback Mountain? I don't think so. Now, we're going to go to the current game right now, which is happening right now with the Philadelphia Eagles against the Washington Redskins. Michael Vick, RG3. Oh, it's going down right now. The Eagles are on top, 33-20. Hopefully, RG3 can pull one out. Maybe if he wins, he can add another number to his name, and we can call him RG4. I really don't know. This is Steve Slay running down the sideline for another touchdown right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Wow. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, D. Slade. It's always much entertaining to be able to, you know, receive the sports highlights and news in that perspective. I laughed so hard, I felt like saying, he is my dog. You know who you're talking about. Okay, no pun intended. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 32 minutes after the hour, 32 after the hour. And again, if you missed the highlights, touchdown with D. Slade, talking about all the sports scores and news and highlights and things of that nature, you can always tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/D, our show. And you can listen to a lot of our encore shows, to include this one after the segment. I live, I like, I heart that segment.
And you know what? I also want to say congratulations to a tennis phenomenon, Serena Williams, for
yes,
winning the U.S. Open Championship and becoming a champion, winning her fifth, becoming a U.S. Open champion once again, defeating Victoria Azarenka. Congratulations, Serena. You are truly, truly a tennis legend.
Absolutely, and one of my all-time favorites, who will be celebrating her birthday on the 26th day of September. So, Serena, you better do it, girl. You go, girl.
And all yes, I know is I heard that after the match, it was tennis rackets, tennis balls, sweat, and Don Perignon all over the place. So I really don't know, you know.
Wow, who does that? Yes, it is Miss Fabulous and D. Slate on your radio, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. We have a lot to say. We always continuously have a lot to say because we bring you the latest music, interviews with celebrities, A-list celebrities, might I add, and all of the news and so on and so forth. This is what we do because we are radio and we've got something to say all the time. It is 34 minutes after your local time, 34 minutes after the hour. What we're going to do is get into another musical break, and when we come back, we'll have short commentary, and we'll leave you with the Justice Jam date, song of the day. And going to announce who our special guest will be on next week. Keeping your hand in the water, making a way if we can. Oh, I'm almost giving it away. Almost giving it away. He's a hundred men scratching the silver Come on, D with me.
Ain't you lucky, Ricardo?
Doom, 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 doom.
And them.
We are so silly. OMG. Well, don't go nowhere. Keep a lock right here. Going to take another quick music break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with the comeback. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
It's time to go get it.
And here it goes.
I won't do. It's bad that I can't have you like I want to. I'm telling you I better. And if you think of me, all the ways I think of you. If the shoe was on the other foot, would it be a pair or two? I've been wondering if I played my card, would they just fall? If you take the chance and show your hand, we ain't gotta play no more. I'm telling you how bad I want you. I'm telling you the bad I won't do. It's bad that I don't hurt you like I want to. I'm telling you how bad I want you. I'm trying to get you where I want to.
Statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yes, we're back live, 44 minutes after the hour, and we thank you, Mr. President, for that message. Staying in school is very, very cool. It is an imperative. So we must each one teach one and be our brother's keeper and making certain the success of our youth, because our youth are our future for tomorrow. By way of musical break, we topped off the hour with Fatal Attraction, new music by Mario, and we closed out the musical break with Give Your Love a Try with the very, very gifted and talented Marcus Houston, whose album last week on, well, week before last, on August 27th, his album entitled Famous hit the market. Let me tell you, it's a little bit of D'Angelo, a little bit of Prince, but I absolutely heart it. I love it, love it, love it. So if you have the opportunity, go out there and support that brother, and he's going to be coming to a town near you very, very soon, so keep a watchful eye for Mr. Marcus Houston. It is I on your radio, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and my boss, D. Slate, in the building. What's going on, D.?
Chilling like a villain on a brand new movie called Illin. D. Slate in the building.
On the ceiling. Never chilling, because we're willing without the Jada.
That's right.
We like the Smith without the Black. Well,
that's right.
We can't help that. We turned this whole thing into like an open mic, okay?
Yes.
I mean, this show has been phenomenal. I've laughed, I've learned, I've respect, I've gained more knowledge. And I'm telling you, this industry is a blessing and a curse all in one. You know, we as entertainers, we as radio personalities, we have a viable responsibility to disseminate news, to give an emotion of emotion, and also to be able to cause you to have, should I say, a format. So if you are a up-and-coming artist, or if you are a national established artist, and you want to be featured, seen, or heard on our network, and in particularly the I Got Something to Say radio show, and that's I, E-Y-E, because we have what, D? We have vision, right?
Vision.
Absolutely. 2020, well, at least in my left eye. But my third eye has
Uh-oh.
A perfect blue vision. See, they're not ready for all of that. No, they're not ready. Like, who are you cursing at? I'm like, no, I said vision. You're not ready. Okay, so, and I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the special guest that will be in our studios on next week. So drum roll, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have the very lovely, talented, beautiful, all-American Empress in the building of the 1970s. She was the it girl, and in 2013 she is still the foxy it woman. I'm talking about no other than Bernadette Stainis, a.k.a. Thelma Evans, will be in the building next week. I think that deserves a round of applause. I know all the guys are like, they just not even watching the football no more. When I said Thelma, it's like, ooh. Yes. And that would be the size of it next week. Yes, Bernadette Stamos will be in the studio on the I Got Something to Say radio show. She'll be talking about her latest projects, talking about her title and her attachment with the entertainment business as an actress and also as an authoress. You know, Maya from Girlfriend, she always said an authoress.
That's right, authoress.
Yes. I'm ecstatic because let me tell you, I don't think there is any bigger Good Times fan than yours truly. Well, maybe, but I don't know. We're going to have to discuss this because I absolutely love Good Times and still love and current, should I say, not loved with the D, but love with the E. Love Good Times. And you being from Chicago, you know, Cabrini Greens, you know, shout out Chi-Town, who you with? Definitely. I can't think of a Chicagoan who does not love Good Times. I can't think of any African-American, any black person, brown person, color, yeah, who does not like Good Times. You know, Dee?
I love
I'm just
Good
saying,
Times.
What? Yes, Good Times. Yes, so I know you're going to have a lot to say next week, huh?
I love it. I mean, well, you know. What can I say?
Oh, Lord, the Ebony Prince. Yeah, so shout out to Bernadette Stamos and a very, very talented manager and husband, Mr. Kevin Fontana. Thank you for setting that up in advance. So what we're going to do right now is 49 minutes after the hour. Then we're going to give our closing commentary about tonight and just overall experience. It was a very chill, a very epic, a very comical, but yet a very fun show on tonight. D. Slate, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, I just want to say that we had another phenomenal show as always. You know, our special guest, Miguel Nunez, I'm a huge fan of his. You know, he's a horror fan like me. He was involved in two of my favorite horror films, as well as an incredible TV television show, Tour of Duty. I mean, you know, he was involved in quite a few great things and a lot of my favorite movies. You know, so I just want to definitely give him a huge shout out. And I want to say thank you so much, Miguel, for joining us on the show tonight. We had a remarkable time with him. He's an incredible actor. You know, he's an incredible person, you know, writer, director, you know, all-around great guy. And then I'm looking forward to seeing what he has in store, you know, for his fans in the future. And I'm waiting to see that horror movie that he's going to be starring in or directing. You know, definitely can't wait to see it. And again, you know, just keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing or talking to. You got a business you like to advertise on the network, just hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we will definitely get you all the information you need. Make sure you check out the Tuesday spot tomorrow with myself, LEO, Anthony Rucker. We're going to be getting in, you know, for you guys tomorrow, so definitely tune in. And it goes down. Have a blessed night, and I really do truly enjoy you because you tune in with us all the time.
Oh, thank you for that. And publicly, I always say this, but D. Slate, I just want to thank you for being such a great innovator, mastermind behind the D. Hour Show Radio Network, for giving, you know, various radio personalities and artists and celebrities a platform to be able for discussion, opportunity, and just sharing of our natural talent and craft. I want to say thank you so, so very much. You know, there are a lot of imitators and duplicators, but never, 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 never innovators such as ourselves, because we are radio and we're sincere.
That's right.
What we do, okay? I also
Thank
want
you.
To give a double shout-out to Miguel. You know, you are just a stellar guy, you know, scholar and a gentleman. You know, like I say, this is you all the time, on and off screen. You know, anytime I call, you pretty much are, you know, accommodatable. So thank you so, so very much. It's not too many Hollywood stars or superstars or movie stars, as the old people would say, you know, like yourself. So just thank you for being you. at the end of the day. We thoroughly enjoyed the interview, and I'm still getting texts and emails about this interview, so hopefully this will go down in one of our archives as one of the most viewed show. Some people get a little bashful for calling in, but that's all right. You know, they gave their commentary and their remarks via me, Miss Fabulous. So once again, thank you so, so very much, Miguel. And thank you, Mr. James Persson, playwright, producer, you know, filmmaker, for calling in and giving your commentary as well. So that was a double treat, and the two of them have worked together. And I look forward to, you know, doing some work with either one in the near future. Hint, hint, and she clears her throat. Now, and I digress. Okay, and we're right back. absolutely, and don't be scary, because the D-Hour Show Radio Network, you know, D. Slay, he has some things up his sleeve now too, okay, as a filmmaker himself. So, you know, don't sleep on us, because, you know, we wide awake and we live our dreams. Don't sleep, because we live our dreams. Also want to give a shout out to one of our radio personalities, Mr. Lamont Ferguson. Great job on the play Finding My Father, Chris. Definitely to the writer, to all involved, you know, Malik Hawkins, he's an up-and-coming rising star. His mother, Keisha, you know, she's on the grind as his manager, you know. And also congratulations to Alex and Stoney for their film Transference. I had the opportunity to view that in the Hampton Roads area, and let me tell you, it caught my attention. It was very, very great. So the film screening was awesome. Got a chance to see, you know, notable filmmakers in the area, Shamira Cole, Lamont Ferguson, Jessica Thomas is a director for national stage plays, you know, George Berry, shout out to you. So, I mean, it's just a lot of different people who have their hands in different things. So I thank you. It's an enormous amount of talent, but we have to be supportive of one another, and that's so, so very imperative. And she clears her throat again. In closing, I definitely want to say shout out to all of my networking persons in Louisiana. I had the opportunity over Labor Day weekend to be a part of some enormous things in New Orleans, some hosting, some poetry networking, and some other opportunities that hopefully will manifest. You just got to keep pushing in this industry and not allow anyone, like Miguel says, anyone or anything to defer your dreams. You have to keep moving, and never become complacent or stagnated. So to everyone who supports anything that I do, I just want to say publicly thank you so, so very much for everything that you do. Next week, Ms. Bernadette Stainis, a.k.a. Thelma Evans, will be in the building. Looking forward to that. And stay tuned. We have some other great celebrities that are going to grace our microphone and studios in the month of September. So with that, tonight we're going to leave you with something inspirational. I love this song. I love her acting ability. We're going to take it to the King by Tamela Mann. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, and the CEO of this network. We salute, and definitely you have a great evening, great week, and we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Take it to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight.
even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
Don't be nothing to say show. On the I got nothing to say show.